For those of you who don't know where we are, we're kind of on Church Row here, where if you just go up the street, you can hit about 10 different churches if you walk long enough.
If you walk long enough.
Yes.
I'm thinking of earlier when you were talking a lot. No, I'm just kidding. Earlier.
I got the gift of gab.
I'm thinking
I've kissed the Blarney Stone.
We were out on the streets, passing out tracts, and a homeless guy walked up to us and had alcohol in his breath, but, you know, we're talking to him, and he says, "Oh, man, I'm hungry." I said, "Well, great." I said, "Wendy's is right there. Let's go. We'll buy you a meal." So we did. We took him over, bought him a meal, sat down with him, told him a little bit about Jesus, but just kind of fellowshipped. And before he was done, we said, "Well, you know, God bless you." Invited him to church. We got up and go back out on the streets. Well, about 45 minutes later, he comes over to us. He finds us. And he comes over to us. He didn't say thank you or anything. He just comes over and he goes, "Well, hey," he says, "you know, I need a place to stay." I said, "Well, we support the city mission. We'd love to give you a ride over there." He goes, "No, the Bible says you need to take me to your house." I said, "The Bible does not say that." I said, "I don't know you.
Does it have my address in there too?"
I said, "You could be an axe murderer from Texas for all I know." I said, I could bring you to my house, and in the middle of the night, you cut and my wife and my son's throat.
Yep.
I said, "I don't know you." I said, "No, we support the mission." "Well, I don't want to go to the mission," he said. I said, "Well, okay, but we're happy to take you there."
You got to have a limit.
You got to have a limit.
Especially, I mean, if you're a family and you want to help somebody, you want to take them in, whether it's a family member, like I said, or a friend or somebody, watch who you let in your house. Because that person might set up shop.
Oh, those are horror stories.
Yep, and they'll set up shop, and then you have to get the police involved, and it becomes a whole ordeal to where
now— And that's sad, because you want to help people.
Yes, and that's where, before you jump head first, and this is, I guess this is kind of one of the biggest things here, before you jump head first into wanting to help somebody full on, 100%, find out more. Find out more about what's going on. Give them some help. Don't give them the farm. Don't go, "Okay, let me go ahead and have you come into my house and have you do this." Like, if you, I mean, Jesus said, you know, give them the clothes off your back. You want to do that? Go ahead. I've done that.
Yeah.
You probably have done that.
Yeah, we've given lots of clothes away.
Yeah. And so
lots of money away.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to guard your—
We've given cars away.
Yeah, we have. You have to protect what the Lord has given you, whether that's a family, whether that's money.
Hey, let's send it on a good note. Send it on a good note. So there was a woman came to service one night, and she doesn't come here anymore. I don't know where she goes, but she had a daughter. And so my wife and I are talking to her after service and found out she was living in her car, her daughter and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "That ain't going to happen." It was winter.
Yep.
And so we got her.
It was a big dog in a small car.
I remember that. And so we got her a room at, I think, the American Inn on North 27th. For a while, until she could get on her feet and get a place of her own.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, but she loved it. She was a Christian, and her daughter said to her that night on the way to the hotel, "Mom, this is a real church."
Yep.
These are real Christians.
And that girl got hooked up in a youth group. She went on several missions trips and retreats. Yep.
She sure did.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be good-hearted. You want to do the things that Jesus did. You want to do the commandments of Jesus Christ. Oh,
sorry.
It's all right. You want to do those commandments of Jesus Christ, but you also don't want to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Gentle, harmless as doves.
It's a combination. And a lot of Christians don't go with that first part. They only go with the second. And so that's kind of what this whole conversation, hopefully— You got something out of this with,
and we didn't even get into how ministers will. What's the word I want to use?
They'll manipulate.
They'll manipulate. I mean, take advantage. Okay.
Oh, before we go anywhere, let's actually dive into this for a second.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. There was a minister on TV. Probably is still on TV. I don't know because I don't look. Yeah. But this would have been in the 90s, and I won't say his name.
Are we gonna do rhymes with?
No, I'm not gonna do.
It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rhymes with Dolbert Milton, but I'm not going to do that. And he would get on TV and he'd send out these vials for a while. They're little vials, you know, they look like little perfume things, but they're empty. Yeah. So you get one in the mail and it said, we're going to Israel. And if you will, remember this is the 90s, if you'll mail this back with a $25 or more offering, we will go fill this vial with water from the River Jordan where Jesus was baptized, and we'll send it back to you. Well, that's a gimmick. Because the water Jesus was baptized in washed down that stream 2,000 years ago, probably went up in the atmosphere, fell as rain in the rainforest, went back up in the atmosphere, fell over the Sahara Desert, for all I know, and evaporated.
And this is the thing.
But people are gullible. They get
people are gullible, and people will think that like ministers have. I've seen ministers do two different things. There's that, which is manipulation, but then there's also like, hey, if you're giving, I'm giving you the opportunity to sow a seed. If you give this much, I'm going to give you something.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, because essentially, when you give, if you're receiving something from that minister, whether it be a book, whether it be a magazine, whatever, there's nothing wrong with that because you're not saying that this thing has special power. Right. This thing has a special
anointing. And they're not selling it. They're not saying, hey, I'll give you this Bible for $1,000.
Correct. No.
But if they say to those of you that send $1,000 or more, we want to send you our personalized leather-bound Bible, which mm-hmm. is really a nice one. And yeah, you could buy probably, you know, 20 of them with $1,000 or more than that.
And
it's that's not a gimmick. That's a reward.
No, and I've seen, there are videos out there. I mean, obviously there's tons of, you know, videos you could find, but there was one in particular where there was this this prophetess, and she was saying like, oh man, you know, the Lord wants to give you a miracle. The Lord wants to give all of you a miracle. But you got to buy into this miracle for $1,000.
No.
You got to buy in it. And I was just dumbfounded. It was from some other channel.
And people buy into it.
Yeah, but people bought into it 100%. And that's where I don't see it anywhere in the Bible. This is where you judge a righteous judgment. This is my Bible right now because I don't have my Bible. Right.
Open your phones too.
Yeah, right. But that's where you judge a righteous judgment. What is this? What is this prophet? What is this evangelist? What is this apostle? What is this pastor or teacher? What are they saying? Does it line up with the word of God?
And guess what? If you think it doesn't line up, don't give.
Correct, because it doesn't. It says don't give begrudgingly or out of necessity, but a cheerful heart. God loves a cheerful giver. And so, yeah, I mean.
But don't be one of these people that you're just looking for things to nitpick, you know, because there are things that. Definitely there are things out there. Should I tell the recent story? Heard a recent story of a gentleman I was in service
Is he a gentleman?
He's a gentleman. I was in service with, and of course his ministry sends out magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And they send them out free.
Yep.
But they also bring them. You know, when they come and he had come to a certain church and he had brought some and people had taken them and he had only had two left. And so I remember he said something like, I only have two left. And of course, about eight hands went up, you know, and so he didn't know. He said, I'll tell you what, if you sow $1,000 or more, you know, go ahead and claim a magazine. Mm-hmm. He wasn't selling it. He just said, go ahead and claim it because he didn't want to have to pick out two out of eight people. Well, you know, people get wind of that and they say, look at that. He's selling his magazine for $1,000. If you don't have enough brains to figure out that the guy isn't selling a magazine for $1,000.
Now, there are a lot of ministers who do that. And I actually like that. I'm not going to giving something for, you know, you sowing.
Because how many times have you given, same motive, you love the Lord,
mm-hmm.
but no one offers you anything back? It's not wrong and to offer fine. Something you, back. Yeah, yeah but both ways are fine.
You give, and a byproduct of your giving is that you do receive from the Lord. That's a promise of the Lord. But for a minister to actually offer a gift back, it's not incorrect. It's not unbiblical, but there are ministers who do take advantage and say, if you want a miracle, if you want the Lord to move,
if you give $1,000, the Lord will give you a 100-fold return.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
if you give a dollar, the Lord can give you a hundredfold return. If that's all you got, if that's all you're giving out of your heart.
Right, but you can't promise them that.
Correct. Correct. No minister can promise what the Lord's going to do. They could just read it out of the Word.
Yeah.
Because the Lord promises it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But yeah, I mean, the whole purpose of this conversation is not to stop people from being good-natured, good-hearted, and to give.
Just don't be
duped. To give them their time. Don't be duped. Have a boundary. Have a line. Investigate. That's one of the biggest things. Anytime we have ever encountered somebody mm-hmm. who's wanting help, investigating why they're in that predicament. What happened? Mm-hmm. Are you looking for a job? I mean, oh, here's one. Here, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Because it's okay. Right? We're okay. Okay here.
I don't know. Jonah could, our producer could split this up into four different sessions if he wants.
We're okay. Yeah. So there was one time where there was a couple people and they showed up. I don't know if you remember this. I think you were in the back. And they showed up and it was a U-Haul. And there's this woman that comes in. Yeah. And this woman comes in. She goes, I'm living in the U-Haul. And I said, what? And her husband are living in the U-Haul. And it's just one of those big box trucks, okay, a U-Haul truck.
Did it say U-Haul on it?
Yeah, it was a rented U-Haul truck.
Wow,
and
cheaper than rent, I guess.
So she sits down with our secretary, more or less, and they're talking, and then I come out and I start asking her questions. I said, okay, so why are you in a U-Haul? Well, we're homeless. Well, obviously, okay, let's get past that. Are you guys staying at the city mission? Well, no, I said. Well, why? Well, me and my husband can't sleep in the same room. They separate the guys and the girls unless, they have children. Then they have a family wing. I said, okay. So you're living in a U-Haul because you want to just sleep in the same bed as your husband. Yes. Are you looking for a job? Well, no. And it kind of went on from there where through investigation, it was pretty clear they rented a U-Haul. They're not returning it. They're living in the U-Haul. She's not looking for a job, and she's going around to all these different churches. Because then I asked, what are you, again, investigation, what food programs are you taking advantage of that are offered in the city? Yeah,
of the many that are here.
Exactly. What homeless shelters are you taking advantage of? What programs from the government are you taking advantage of if you're doing those? Mm-hmm. Do you have family members? These are questions to ask. Do you have family members that are helping you? Is there anyone you can stay with? Like, these are just basic investigative questions that a lot of Christians don't think to ask because they jump in with their hearts and with that new nature instead of having that wise serpent's part attached to the gentle as dove's part.
And you said they weren't returning the U-Haul? No. How do you know that?
Because I asked them, I said, how long have you been staying in that U-Haul? They go, oh, well, we were supposed to return it last week, but we didn't. And I said, so are you going to stay in it more? She goes, well, yeah, because we don't have anywhere to stay. And so I kept asking them more questions, come to find out that they're basically just coming to a church. And a lot of people like this will come to a church and will come to the people of God because they can see these are the people I can take advantage of. These are the people I can give the sob story to, and they'll give. You don't see them going to banks. You don't see them going to grocery stores. You don't see them going to those places because they know those people are business-minded and they're not going to give. It's not out of the kindness of their heart. They're there to make money and they're there to, run a business. So really this whole conversation, again, all about having that boundary line.
Yeah, it's okay to investigate.
It's important to investigate.
Yes.
It's important to ask those questions because you might jump in, find yourself in a situation you don't want to be in, and give more than you should have because you don't know what that person's going to do with that money. You don't know what that person's going to do unless you investigate and bring the Holy Ghost into it. Pray. Ask the Holy Ghost, should I give to this person? How much should I give to this person? Get instruction from the
Try
Lord.
Try to get the leading of the Holy Ghost.
Exactly right.
And we've got to end.
Yeah,
so the verdict is don't be duped.
Don't be gullible. Don't be gullible. Don't be duped.
Either one.
Yes.
So we're happy and thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to the next one. I don't know what else to say. I'm Pastor Mike signing off for Elevate Church and turning it over to my associate.
And I'm Pastor Mike.
New baby boy.
New baby boy. And I'm Sammy. Pastor Michael. And please like and subscribe and email if you are in a situation where you feel like you're getting taken advantage of, you need some pointers, or you just want to comment, like, subscribe, but email asktwomikes@gmail.com. We love you, ask, and we hope this helped.
Mikes.
Ask.
A-S-K, I said ask.
Oh, I know, but I always got to emphasize that K, because it's like, if T-W-O you don't.
T-W-O-2, yes. Mikes, M-I-K-E-S.
Yes, M-I-K-E-S, not these. So yeah, we hope this helped you. We hope this gave you some pointers on how to go in wisdom. But yeah, go in the love of Christ. We love you, and we thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.